All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Randy Bushover, for that top of the hour news. It is Joe Beamer in for the Triple Hall of Fame, Sandy Beach. He'll be back on Monday. Glenn and Mike from the Financial Guys in tomorrow with all your stock concerns. The Dow having another awful start, down almost 500 points as we speak. They'll break it all down for you from 9 to noon tomorrow. We're talking about your biggest pet peeves with driving, especially in weather like this, right? It becomes more apparent in weather like this. But I also wanted to bring something else to the table. As tonight at Sweet Home Middle School, there'll be a public meeting to discuss Metro Rail expansion. Now, there's, you know, certain details where they want to go, down Niagara Falls Boulevard, possibly Maple Road. And all I want to know is, we're talking about this now? In 2018? This should have been something done years ago, decades ago. Right now, the Metro Rail, if you don't live in Amherst or in the city somewhere and you want to go just downtown and back, it's completely worthless. Now, there are people who use it. Growing up, I used the Metro Rail a lot. We grew up right near South Campus Station, so it was nice for my parents to take us to the train station to go downtown to Sabre games and to events. But if you don't live in that area or down the rail anywhere, it's completely worthless. Completely worthless. Why is it taking this long to discuss an expansion? The expansion should have been done in the 90s at the latest. Now, we've just blown $5 million on studying what to do with this. I want to know, what do you think about the Metro Rail 2018? Is it time for an expansion, or is it time to say Buffalo's not a light rail city? It's not worth it in this city to expand it to maybe the North Campus, maybe expand it eventually out to the airport. What are your thoughts? Metro Rail expansion, 803-0930. We are also taking your calls on driving pet peeves in winter weather like this or in just sunny, regular weather. 803-0930. You can shoot me a text at 3930. This, to my attention, now this is a texter. It's not confirmed. If there's any of our police friends out there that would like to confirm this, did I misspeak? Please let me know. Here's the text. Just a point. I have been pulled over by a New York State trooper and asked if pulling up behind a driver and flashing your bright lights is asking them to move. Is that legal? And the cop said, yes, that's illegal. Improper use of high beam headlights. So am I wrong or are they wrong? If any of our cop friends out there, please let me know. I'd like to know, have I been wrong for 30? I could have been wrong. Well, I've only been driving for 14 years. Have I been wrong for 14 years? Is that illegal to flash your high beams? If so, I'll stop doing it immediately. And I apologize that I gave that advice to anybody. 803-0930. Let's go to Janet in Alden. Janet, good morning. You know what? We'll put Janet back on hold, see if she's there. John in Lancaster, I know you're there. John, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, I wanted to address something now that you mentioned it about flashing brights and stuff. Now, if you do anything to create a dangerous situation, you can't obviously do that. But flashing other drivers with your lights is protected free speech. So they can't really see you for it if you're just, like, say if you see a police radar trap and you flash your lights at someone, as long as you're not creating anything dangerous, it's protected free speech. The courts have already ruled on that.
Oh, very interesting, John. Thanks.
And the other thing I was going to say about texting, like Siri and stuff on the iPhones and I guess Alexa on the Androids, you can voice text. You can say, hey, Siri, and text this person and, you know, just say what you want to say. And she goes over it with you and will send your text, or you can have her read your last received text. So you really don't need to use your hands to text.
You know, John, that's a great point. My car has a built-in that if you get a text, it'll read it back to you. And yes, you can voice it. I don't understand the people who still need to look down at that phone.
No, they don't. And actually now my pet peeve is all these four-lane roads where people make left turns or right turns, you have to stay in your own lane. If you're turning from the left lane, you have to turn into the immediate left lane. Otherwise, you're making an unsafe lane change within 100 feet of an intersection. and people do it all the time. So if somebody's turning right on red into the right lane and you're turning left, then you kind of slime over into their right lane. I mean, who's at fault? Because the right on red's supposed to wait, but the left turn is supposed to only turn into the left lane. So, but people do it all the time. They do that lane change. They turn all the way into the far right lane, and everybody's beeping, but you can't make that lane change yet.
Hey, John, three great points. Thank you so much. John in Lancaster opens up a line for you, 803-0930. Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, in Cheektowaga. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning. I just have a comment about semi-drivers, those really big, huge semi-trucks that drivers drive.
Yes, a lot of them out on the roads, especially during the day.
Yes. Both my husband and I have almost both been run off the road by them for no apparent reason. They just veer off into your lane, and I've almost been run off the road several times by them. And I just wish that they would just watch out for the cars that are on their side, even though I try to get around them. And I'm sure other people do too, but they're not heeding it to the small cars that are like on either side of them. And a couple of times I thought it was literally going to die. So just a message for them.
Now, Rhonda, let me ask you, were there special weather situations? Are you talking just on a regular travel day, these semis made those moves?
I'm talking about just a regular travel day. No bad weather, just anytime.
Wow.
It's been sunny. It's been rainy. It's been, you know, one day it was perfectly fine out, and he almost just ran me off the road, and I was like, you don't see me, or I just don't know.
Well, Rhonda, great point. We have a lot of great listeners that are semi-drivers. I'm sure it's not them you're talking about, but maybe they can pass the message to their friends. Rhonda, thank you so much. 803-0930, Janet in Alden. Are you there this time? Janet.
Hi.
Hey.
Just my concern and a little bit of pet peeve is intersections, particularly when the snow is kind of sloppy and you slow down or you go to take off and whatnot and you slide. You know, so approaching that intersection or proceeding to take off when somebody else is coming through, you don't know if they're going to be able to stop or not.
That's a great point. Now, is there an intersection in Buffalo or in this area, you're in Alden, that you particularly find has this happen a lot?
No. But I used to drive, cover all of Erie County for a living with my job. And anywhere, you know, if the weather conditions and the snow on the road was just, I think you know what I mean about that sloppy consistency.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's hazardous. It's just hazardous whether I'm going to proceed through a red light or through, you know, I've come to a stop sign and I'm going to proceed and there's traffic coming. You know, if I've had a little bit of difficulty stopping at that light or stopping at that stop sign, I don't know what anybody else is going to do if it's a four-way, area there. You know, if somebody else is really going to be able to stop before I take off.
Exactly. Give them that. Just give them the courtesy of letting them stop, so you're
right.
You're being safe to them and to yourself.
Right.
Great point, Janet. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Janet in Alden opens up a line for you. 803-0930. George, Dennis, Ken. All after this, it's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. A great pleasure to fill in for the triple Hall of Famer, Sandy Beach. He'll be back on Monday. Tomorrow, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the financial guys will be in for Sandy, breaking down the mess that is Wall Street right now. You're not going to want to miss that. 9 to noon tomorrow, the financial guys breaking down Wall Street for you. Make sure you tune in. I'll be tuned in. I'm off tomorrow. I will not be here. It was a planned vacation day. I was supposed to go to a concert, but, you know, I got dumped last Monday. I just remembered, I hosted last Monday, and I got dumped after hosting. So this is the first time I've hosted since, you know, this is my post getting dumped show. And I just getting that out there. I've evaluated myself. There are certain things on myself that I have to fix, you know. I have to calm down a little bit. I read a Facebook yearbook. You know, someone wrote in my yearbook, seventh grade, one of my teachers wrote, "Joe, calm down and you'll be fine." I should have listened in 2001, because in 2018, it is on my list of self-evaluation. Calm down. Be quieter. Things like this I've written down, and I have a notepad. It's 5 pages long already, of things I need to fix or tweak about myself. You know, you do these evaluations. As I said, you have the mope week. And that was last week, where I moped around. I didn't really do anything. Didn't really sleep, but kind of just laid there looking at the TV. This week, it's self-evaluation. It's get back to just working on yourself. Focus on you for a while. And I have come up with a lot of things to make a new and improved, but still the same Joe Beamer everyone loves, all in one.
Is that like the new and improved old recipe?
No. I'm still the old recipe. Just at the end of the day with more flavor.
And 20% less calories.
Exactly. So I just wanted to get that out there. You know, so last Monday, hosted, everything great. And everything's great today. Again, nothing against her. She's an amazing woman. She has an amazing family. Just didn't work out. And hey, we're going to get off this now. But that's why I'm not here tomorrow. I will be sitting at home, watching Hallmark Christmas movies all day, getting myself in the spirit. But Glenn and Mike will be with you. Tony will be here. He'll be with you, talking about that mess in New York on Wall Street. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. Let's go to George in Niagara Falls. George, good morning.
Good morning again. Hey, real quick safety tip for people, because a lot of people never pay attention to it. When you're driving down the highways and that, and if you start seeing where you're not getting messed up, the cars and the roads look wet, tend to wonder if they're freezing. That's when they should let off the gas a little.
All right. Explain exactly what you mean, George.
Well, you know, when you're driving on wet roads and that, you get all the water off the car in front of you over your windshield and that. You know, they're making a mess of your window, or mist coming off the tires.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you're behind somebody and all of a sudden you're not getting that, or you're getting real little, your roads are freezing. That means you're getting into black ice. And most people never realize how to tell when the roads are getting icy.
So take that as a heads up. Get off the gas. Start tapping that brake, because you are not in a safe driving situation.
Because all of a sudden you're getting into black ice. And that lady that had the semi problem, I really can't answer much for them, but a lot of little cars sometimes are in our blind spots and we just can't see them.
All right, George. Hey. Thank you so much for the call. That's George in Niagara Falls. We're also talking about, I'll still take your calls on your pet peeves. I'll still take calls on what it's like where you are. What was your drive-in like today? But the NFTA is having a public meeting at Sweet Home today, tonight, 5 o'clock, to talk about possible expansion. Remember, the governor did give $5 million that the state has, because, you know, the state passes a great budget every year. $5 million to study what to do with the NFTA Metro Rail. And they're going to try to get public approval. My reaction was, where was this 20, 25 years ago? Well, I mean, it's always just been a joke. It's a straight line down Main Street. The Metro Rail in this area, where you have the South Towns with the stadium, Cheektowaga with the airport and the mall, UB North Campus right here by us, Boulevard, Niagara Falls Boulevard, always busy. That they've never, it took them 25 years to start studying an expansion?
You know what would be amazing, and I think the cost would be way too expensive, is if, you know, because if it goes up Main and you go by Niagara Falls Boulevard, if one track just went up Niagara Falls Boulevard all the way to Niagara Falls, you take shoppers, potential shoppers, all the way to the outlet mall, or people just want to visit the falls, and the many stops in between. You have other malls like the Boulevard Mall. It might be great for people.
It might be
and
great.
Take and go to UB games.
It might, and it also might help the Boulevard Mall, which
yes,
is not doing well right now, bringing those people from different areas that right now might not A, be able to get to it, or B, don't want to wait for the bus.
And on the flip side, be able to take people from Niagara Falls to downtown Buffalo. You want to go to a Bisons game. You want to, you know, whatever is going on, canal side.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. I can't wait to see what comes from this meeting, what kind of plans they've come up with. I hope they've put that $5 million to good use. But again, it's 2018. Fifth grade Joe Beamer in 1999 was saying, why is this? This is ridiculous. Me, who as a kid visited Baltimore, saw their great system. Washington saw their great system. Why don't we have something like that? What? This is completely worthless. And I'm glad to hear they're finally talking about it. I'd like to hear what you think about it. Bill in Tonawanda. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Beamer. Good morning to you.
Hey, man. What you got for us?
Dude, I am so ticked off about NFTA. There's so many reasons, and they are so wrong in so many ways. Let's start with the closest. The $5 million they received from Cuomo to study expansion of the rail system. Do you know they get that $5 million every couple of years? Do you know how they do that study? Some dude gets in the car and says, oh, yeah, well, you know, it'd be nice if we had a train out here. They do nothing. They've had so many studies on NFTA expansion, and it's getting absolutely nowhere. It's a money grab. NFTA is an authority. They're like Erie County Water Authority. They are an autonomous organization that governs themselves. And they sit down and they suck in this money and they have nothing but fun with it. There was a rail system in Buffalo 75, 80 years ago. They have the rights, the rail bed rights to all that stuff. As far as expansion out to Amherst, they have the rights of the old New York Central tracks. You know the rail crossing over by Ted's on Sheridan?
Yes.
You're acquainted with that? Okay. They have the rights to that. That is a direct line from basically UB North Station, LaSalle Station, over through there, and that'll take you out to Amherst. They could fork off. They could go to the Falls. They could go to UB. They've got the rights for all these rail systems, all the old abandoned New York Central tracks here in Buffalo. And
hey, Bill, we got to go to news, but I think you should be at that public meeting. You seem to know a lot about the NFTA. Great insight, Bill. Thank you so much. 803-0930. Hey, look who's on the other side of the glass. It's Brendan Keeney. Hey, Brendan.
She's got her own earrings, a whole shoebox full of dangly ones.
Back after this. Nice. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach. News Radio 930 WBEN. Having fun on a Thursday. Well, it's Friday for me. Off tomorrow. Sandy's off tomorrow. Tony's here. And the financial guys will be here to break down Wall Street. And any questions you have, 803-0930. Tomorrow, 9 to noon, will be a great show. You won't want to miss it. We are talking about traveling, driving, your pet peeves in the winter. We're also talking about the big NFTA meeting tonight at Sweet Home Middle School to discuss public opinion on a Metro Rail expansion. And the first thing I thought is, why did it take until 2018 to discuss a Metro Rail expansion? I mean, to me, it's pretty obvious that if you want the Metro Rail to succeed, if you want it to be more than just a joke, I mean, people come in from out of town and say, that's your Metro Rail, that's your light rail system, you'd have to expand it. And this is such a spread out area. You have the airport in Cheektowaga, like I mentioned. As Tony mentioned, Niagara Falls, right down the boulevard. You have the South Towns with the stadium. Why is it taking so long? And what would you like to see come from this meeting? Now, we know they've done a $5 million study. Great. I know the state has tons of money to throw around. So what are you expecting? And what are your thoughts on the Metro Rail and the future of the NFTA Metro Rail? 803-0930. You can shoot me a text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 3930. We had one text. I'd like to see it go from as far south as Angola and definitely into the falls. Make a park and ride. in the South and bring the Southtown people, including ECC, into the city and beyond. Eliminate traffic on the Skyway, which should be torn down, and get the city into the suburbs for like Amherst and the Falls. Great text. 3930, keep them coming. Ken in Buffalo. Ken, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing great, man. What you got for us?
Well, here's a little bit of fact of history about that rabbit transit. We used to call it in the old days the rabbit, but that's another story. In my archive, they have the original layout and design, what they had actually planned to do, and it was very feasible, and at that time, the government did put up most of the money to do it. Originally, it was going to connect downtown Buffalo with the airport. That was the original design, and it also branched off from there to the UB campus, both of them. Then it also had the branch laid out to go up LaSalle off that junction there on Main Street to Niagara Falls and those places north. Then they had below where it came into downtown, which where it was going to go underground only was downtown. It had a connection going to the south town going towards Angola. But a lot of the do-gooders at that time and people didn't want to hear no noise from above ground rapid transit. They got up in arms about that. So everything went to court for the next X amount of years, and guess where all the money went? The fight. The fight. And as they had less and less money and the government started cutting back on rapid transit, everything just scaled down back to what you see it is today. That's what really happened. And, hey, so there's no reason to study for another $5 million. The original plans are still good if you just go on and build them that way. I mean, that's all they got to do, just pick up from where you left off and be through with it because it was a beautiful layout. Actually, even went by ECMC, the hospital. It was even tied in with it. It was really something to see. But as you can tell, the do-gooders and the naysayers and so forth, and not in my backyarders, that's what killed it, and that's what happened.
Now, Ken, what would you like to see come of the Metro Rail? Would you still like to see that expansion to the stadium, to the airport, to the North Campus, or do you think now it's a lost cause?
Well, I'd like to see that expansion. It'll be a good thing for the whole area, period, like Toronto. Look at all the major cities in the world. It never hurts them. It always improves things for them. So what could we lose? We couldn't. All of a sudden, people be able to travel for less money, less time, less impact on the environment, and et cetera, et cetera. What are you going to lose that with that? You can't. It's a plus all the way around. But the only problem is people used to say at one time, well, it's going to bring crime from the city into the suburbs. Hey, so it does. What's the big deal? If crime is already out in the suburbs, they don't want to talk about it, but that's another story in itself. But regardless, it would have been good for the tourists coming to this city, been good for the people living in the city, been good for all the businesses because people could got off right where they need to be in the business area and vice versa. Could get back home, no problem. Save gasoline on cars and et cetera, et cetera. Well, don't wear out the streets as much and get as many potholes. The whole thing comes around to that, you know?
Hey, Ken, I hear you, man. Good call. Thanks. Ken in Buffalo, his thoughts on the Metro Rail, 803-0930. So this meeting will be today at 5, Sweet Home Middle School, right down the street from us on Maple, talking about where to go from here. Go through Amherst. As Tony mentioned, down Niagara Falls Boulevard, it really is a straight shot. You can hit those shops, you know. The Boulevard Mall, not as busy as it once was, but you have the Consumer Square with Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, always busy, always a pain in the you-know-what to get in and out of. It would be nice if the train stopped there, get a lot of people, maybe reduce some of that traffic in the lots, make it a little easier for everyone, and make it available to more people, and then also going downtown. But where it stands right now, it can only be utilized by so many people if you live down Route 5. If you don't live on Route 5, if you live in the South Towns, the Metro Rail, that's an afterthought. It's a nothing. It's a waste of space. It's a waste of a perfectly fine Main Street. So what comes of this, we'll see. I'm very interested to see what the public opinion is tonight, 5 o'clock, at this NFTA meeting to talk about the new the Metro Rail. Now, this could be like other things. The waterfront we talked about years ago that never came to be. And now the waterfront's coming too. We could waste $5 million and no expansion. Nothing happens. Another wasted $5 million on something that just didn't happen here in Buffalo, and keep it the way it is.
It'd be nice to know what the Pegula's plans are for the stadium, if they do plan a downtown stadium or wherever else, because I would sure you would want the train to go there.
You would definitely would want to expand it there. Now, that's a great question. So you don't want to put it to the South Town or to the stadium in Orchard Park just yet, because as Tony said, we are talking new stadium. Those talks are starting to really get get heavy? Is it going to be downtown? Is it going to stay in Orchard Park? That would have something to do with the Metro Rail. You would want to extend it if they do put it downtown. I don't think you'd want everyone driving. That would be a selling point of putting a stadium downtown. Can the Metro Rail get there? You know, and then once it gets to the stadium, I think you're going to want to start to branch it out. Me personally, if you're going to keep the Metro Rail around, which I don't hear them saying they're going to rip up what's there, I think you have to expand it. You have to at least get it out to UB North Campus. Connect the two campuses at the very least, I think would be productive, would be progressive. We have this beautiful downtown now with a beautiful waterfront. You know, things are actually coming together here in Buffalo when it comes to all this stuff we've heard about for years. I think to add to that, a nice Metro Rail, a light rail system connecting the suburbs to downtown, transporting people easier downtown is part of getting people down there to experience all the great things that are coming. I'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. And if you don't have time to talk to me, shoot me a text, 3930. It is Joe Beamer in for the legend Sandy Beach. And as I always say, it is always a pleasure, an amazing pleasure to be able to sit in this chair and fill in for Sandy when I get the opportunity. Always, always thankful to WBEN, Intercom, Tim Wenger, Sandy himself, Tony Caligiuri, Frank Akuri. So, so thankful to be able to work here and get this great opportunity. And thank you to you, Buffalo, the callers, the texters. You guys are great. Again, always a fun time. I hope you're having as much fun listening as I'm having hosting. We are talking about the NFTA Metro Rail expansion. I lost my train of thought. I don't know why. Metro Rail expansion, a public meeting tonight at Sweet Home to see what the public thinks of a possible expansion. We should get some notes about what they're thinking, where they're going to go down. We know a few points will be presented. One has a train that goes down Niagara Falls Boulevard. Another, I heard, possibly a lane just for buses down Niagara Falls Boulevard. Very interested to see what comes out of this meeting. And of course, we'll have everything for you tomorrow on WBEN. Let's go to Andy in Buffalo. Andy, good morning.
Hi, Joe Beamer. Look, I got an idea. Why don't somebody take the existing rail line between downtown Buffalo, the Galleria Mall, go through the Central Terminal, up through the Galleria Mall, up to Buffalo Airport, out to Transit Road? Why don't you develop that above ground transit? That some of it has been filled in near the Galleria Mall, but you could resurrect that right away from and that would connect Amherst, Cheektowaga, the Galleria Mall, the airport, Buffalo Central, the old Buffalo Central Terminal, right into downtown Buffalo. Bring people from Lancaster, Amherst, Depew, all those areas, and connect with all these major outlets on the way to downtown Buffalo. What about that idea?
Andy, that's a great idea. Not bad at all. You know, like you said, some of that has been filled in, but you have the structure of most of it still there, especially around the Central Terminal. And it would be a lot easier than coming up with a brand new plan and building brand new infrastructure when you have some of that remaining stuff. Andy, is this something you'd like to see?
Yes, because you could get the suburban commuters. They get on at Transit Road, and then they ride it down. The next stop is the airport. The next stop is the Galleria Mall. The next stop is Central Terminal, downtown Buffalo. You relieve a lot of traffic from the suburbs, and you have connections with some of the major enterprises along the way there, the airport, for instance, and Galleria Mall. Why didn't they develop that? I rode on a above-ground rail from the Mall of America in Minnesota. It goes right above ground into downtown Minneapolis, and it's a great ride. And I don't know why Buffalo hasn't developed something like that.
It does seem we're a little behind the times. Andy, thanks for the call. It does seem like we're a little behind the times when you go to these other cities like Baltimore, like Minneapolis, as Andy mentioned, like, well, New York City, obviously not even compared to Buffalo. But you see these other cities and they have the metro, they have the light rail that goes to their downtown area, goes throughout their city, brings their suburbs into the area, connects their major sports stadiums and arenas. And to me, it's just common sense. When you were going to build something like this, that those things should all have been included from the beginning. I mean, the whole point should have been connecting different areas. You started at South Campus, all right? Obviously, going to downtown, the very next move should have been connecting that with North Campus and then connecting downtown to the airport and having all these different lines. I'm just surprised in 2018 that we're still talking about this. It's like if we were still talking about Bass Pro moving into the waterfront. It just, to me, seems ridiculous that we have to now spend $5 million to study a potential expansion when, again, when you set yourself to build the Metro Rail, it should have all been right from there. Okay, we're going to go downtown from point A. Then we're going to go to the airport. To me, things you'd like to connect. People do fly into Buffalo. Some of them are going downtown. You know, some of them are going to Niagara Falls. So why not connect those things? Because right now, as I said, yes, it's very useful for some people. My mother takes it every day to work. It's useful for some people, but only if you're in Amherst, the city, in downtown. South Towns, it's an afterthought. You know, it's kind of useless, and county money goes to it. So again, very interested to see what happens. What do you think in Buffalo? 803-0930. Our text line, 3930, brought to you by the great people at Volkswagen of Orchard Park. One texter says, Buffalo doesn't have the population to support these pipe dreams. That may be true. You may be 100% correct. It might just be a population thing, or as this texter says, hold on, because I lost it. Of course I did. Buffalo, this is embarrassing. Cars are very well purchased and used in Western New York. With the argument that people will now be able to access areas as it expands, cars offer more freedom and development as future development won't be dependent on line routes. That's a great point.
But if you got areas that are, you know, it's not easy to park. Like if you want to go to downtown Niagara Falls, there's really nowhere to park, and you're going to pay through the ears if you do, or pay through the nose, whatever the saying goes. But you want the ability, hey, I could just park my car somewhere where it's okay and take the train.
Exactly.
The subway.
Some people don't want to have to go through the mess of, you know, a lot of people are turned off by one-way routes in downtown Buffalo. If there were easier ways, if it was going to more places, that's why people park at South Campus and take the train in. That's why people take Uber in. They don't want to have to worry about their car sitting downtown.
Right. Or you want to go to a concert, or maybe it's someplace you could walk to the station. You're going to go somewhere where you may have a few drinks. You're fine. You don't have to worry.
Exactly. So I get the one side. You know, I get that people think we're not a big enough area, or people think they're going to just stick to their cars anyway. But it's at least we're talking about it. I guess my point is I'm excited that discussion of an expansion has now gotten to the phase where we're presenting ideas to the public, and we'll see what happens. It could just be another Bass Pro, right? It could just be something we talk about for years upon years, and then Cabela's comes in right after Cabela's builds, Bass Pro buys them anyway. the same exact thing. Hey, Buffalo, it has been great to fill in. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. Glenn and Mike from the Financial Guys in tomorrow talking about that mess in New York City called Wall Street. Down 700 points the Dow is right now. Keep your eye on that. Brendan Keeney will have a more updated number at the end of his newscast. Thank you, Tony Caligiuri. Thank you, Frank Curry. I'm off tomorrow. Sandy's off tomorrow. We're all back on Monday here on News Radio 930 WBEN.